Well, as India breaks another global record, chalking up more than 412,000 COVID cases in the past day, it's also crystal clear that early efforts to ensure vaccine equity around the world have seriously faltered. As of last month, the WHO says 82% of vaccines have gone to high or upper middle income countries. Just 0.2% have been sent to their low income peers. One question has been whether patents on COVID vaccines held by huge pharmaceutical companies getting big dollar funding from governments are just, or whether they should be waived. Well, overnight, in a boost to the waiver campaign, the Biden administration switched sides and pledged to support the lifting of patent protections on COVID-19 vaccines. Having remained quiet earlier, Australia today commended the US decision. But will it rebalance global vaccine inequity? Alexia Atwood reports.
Until now, Australia hasn't backed the proposal to waive intellectual property rights for vaccines. But now, Prime Minister Scott Morrison is publicly welcoming the Biden administration's big change in tact.
It's great news. It's tremendous news.
A group of about 60 countries has been trying over the last 6 months to get the patents on vaccines set aside to try and ramp up production. They'd met opposition from wealthy countries. But now they have the US on side. Here's Deborah Gleeson, Associate Professor of Public Health at La Trobe University.
It's a big breakthrough in terms of the negotiating dynamics around this issue. Historically, the United States has been a strong defender and enforcer of intellectual property rights around the world. And the fact that the US has taken an about-face on this issue really pushes home the message that it's very urgent for countries to be taking action.
Deborah Gleeson says she's pleased Australia has made some noise about the issue today.
I hope that means that Australia will contribute constructively to moving the negotiations forward at the World Trade Organization and actively join the co-sponsors of the proposal. And I think Australia will want to make sure that it doesn't end up on the wrong side of history.
Professor Nikolai Petrovsky is from the Flinders University School of Medicine and Public Health and leads research at a vaccine development company in Adelaide. He says patents have an important role to play to advance global medicine.
Patents were introduced as a public good with the idea that they provide an incentive for people to invest over the long term in developing new technologies. And then, that they have an opportunity to obviously commercialise and reap the benefits of that. If we put aside patents, then we take away all the incentive and arguably we wouldn't have the technologies we have today if we didn't have a patent system. So again, I just don't see the logic of putting aside patents unless there's evidence that a patent is getting in the way of availability of vaccines, which I just don't see.
Nikolai Petrovsky says the US's move is a knee-jerk reaction.
It's one of these feel-good moments where it might make people feel good to say let's put patents aside. But to be honest, I don't believe that there's any evidence that patents are getting in the way of vaccine availability. I think it's a smokescreen to avoid dealing with much tougher issues around vaccine supply.
But if patents are released, would that then make it easier for developing countries to manufacture their own vaccines and that would therefore help with supply?
Well, not at all. First, you have to have manufacturing capability. And to be honest, we've been talking to many of these developing countries and they simply don't have the capability to make vaccines. They don't have the facilities, the infrastructure, the trained staff, or the technologies.
Simon Eklashall is the head of programs for Médecins Sans Frontières, or Doctors Without Borders in Australia. He acknowledges that patents aren't a complete solution, but still an important part of the puzzle.
Look, I can understand that criticism in the short term, but I think this is hugely significant in the long term. Once the US supporting a TRIPS waiver, or indeed even the TRIPS waiver itself being approved at the World Trade Organization, will not solve our immediate problems. It will help over the course of this pandemic to result in much more vaccine manufacturing capacity being utilised globally. And that will mean more vaccines being available sooner in developing countries. Instead of countries having to wait till 2022 or 2023 to receive vaccines, there's a better chance now that they'll get them sooner and that that will help to end the pandemic sooner.
And here's Deborah Gleeson again. She says it's in Australia's best interests to relax intellectual property rights to increase global supply of the vaccine.
We're experiencing our own supply issues here in Australia. There's very intense global competition for vaccines at the moment, and particularly for the Pfizer vaccine. And some other countries are now ordering booster doses of the vaccine. So the pressure on global supplies is actually going to increase rather than decrease. And the Australian government should be actively engaged in efforts to improve the global supply through a range of different initiatives.
Deborah Gleeson is Associate Professor in Public Health at La Trobe University. Alexia Atwood with that report.